Hi, friends. Welcome back to Out of Focus. I'm Shannon Stewart, and today I want to talk about identity, not from a self-help angle, but from a biblical one. Scripture shows us that when our view of God becomes distorted, our sense of who we are doesn't stay intact for long. Have you ever noticed that identity confusion rarely starts with rebellion? Most of the time, it starts with disappointment, with unanswered prayers, with the season that lasts longer than you expected, when obedience didn't seem to produce the outcome you had hoped for or longed for or prayed for. And slowly, sometimes without even realizing it, something begins to shift. Scripture names this pattern clearly in Romans 1. Paul says that when the truth about God is exchanged for a lie, disorder follows. That's not just cultural, that's personal. What I've learned is this: most identity crises aren't really about us at all. They're about what we believe God is like. This episode isn't about shame, it's about clarity, and clarity brings freedom. A lot of us imagine spiritual warfare looking like this. The enemy shows up and says, "You're worthless, you're nothing, you don't matter." And while those lies do exist, Scripture shows us that they aren't usually where temptation begins. Because if the enemy came straight for your worth, most of us would recognize the lie. We would see that something was up. Instead, Scripture shows us something more subtle, more conniving. The enemy is a liar. He's actually called the father of lies. But his lies are always distortions of God's truth. He goes after the foundation your identity is built on. Truth about God. Because if truth collapses, identity won't be far behind. Let's go back to the very first temptation in the Garden of Eden. What's striking is what the serpent doesn't say. He doesn't say, "You're unloved, you're insignificant, you don't belong." Instead, he asks a question. Did God really say? That's not an identity attack. That's a truth attack. Before Eve ever doubts herself, she doubts God's word. Before she disobeys, she distrusts. The serpent subtly suggests that God is withholding, that God isn't fully good, and that God can't quite be trusted. Once God's goodness is questioned, obedience starts to feel unsafe. Truth starts to feel naive. Dependence starts to feel a little risky. From the beginning, Scripture shows us a pattern: creation grounded in truth, the fall rooted in deception, and redemption restored through Jesus Christ. Lies about God always lead to lies about ourselves. Identity doesn't fall apart first, truth does. We weren't designed to discover who we are by looking inward. From the beginning, identity was formed relationally in response to who God is. Adam and Eve didn't walk around asking, "Who am I?" They knew who they were because they knew who God was: provider, creator, protector, truth teller, their source of life. When God's character was clear, identity was secure. In Scripture, when truth about God becomes distorted, we're disoriented spiritually. Here's something I want to say clearly. We lose ourselves not when we stop believing in God, but when we stop trusting his character. Belief says God exists. Truth says God is good, even here. When God's character feels distorted, identity loses its anchor, because identity was never meant to stand on its own. There was a season in my life where anxiety ruled and raged my body. And for a long time, I didn't understand why. I love God. I believed in him. And I really did want to obey him. But I was living in a situation where I felt confined and restricted, basically trapped. And I want to be clear on this. My anxiety didn't come from God failing me. He's always faithful. It grew when my trust in God was weakened under prolonged pressure. I believe God loved me, but I struggled to fully trust him with my future in that particular season. Waiting without rest can feel like being trapped, even when you're being obedient. And when I stopped resting in who God was, I stopped feeling secure in who I was. Isaiah says that God keeps him in perfect peace, whose eyes are fixed upon him. When trust erodes, the soul becomes unmoored, like a house without a foundation. If God is good, I am safe. If God is trustworthy, I can wait. If God is faithful, I am not trapped, even when my circumstances feel tight. Most identity confusion doesn't begin with rebellion. It begins with disappointment. And I don't know about you, but I've suffered great disappointment and I've been greatly disillusioned. A prayer that wasn't answered the way we thought. A promise that feels delayed. Obedience that doesn't seem to pay off. I didn't wake up one day and decide to walk away from God. I woke up tired, confused, wondering why obedience didn't seem to be producing the fruit I had expected. And quietly, not out loud, but in my heart, and God sees our hearts, I began to question God's goodness. When that happens, the enemy doesn't need to convince you that you're nothing. He only needs to whisper, God isn't really good. God isn't really for you. God's withholding from you. He doesn't see you. Once that seed takes root, identity begins to shift. Now you're striving. Now you're protecting yourself. Now your worth is measured by control, performance, or approval. Identity confusion is often the fruit of a wounded view of God. When Satan tempts Jesus, he uses the same strategy. If you are the Son of God, but notice this, in the chapter before, the Father has already declared Jesus's identity. This is my beloved Son. Jesus doesn't argue his worth. He doesn't defend himself emotionally. He doesn't panic. What does he do? He responds with truth. It is written. Because identity remains stable when truth about God remains stable. Jesus doesn't defend his identity. He rests in his Father's character. And because his trust in the Father is unshaken, his identity cannot be shaken either. If you're feeling unsettled right now, unsure of yourself, anxious, or spiritually disoriented, I want to ask you something gently. What do you believe about God in this season? Who is he to you? Do you believe he's good right now? Do you believe he is trustworthy even when you don't understand him? Do you believe he is for you or merely tolerating you? Before my life fell apart, my view of God quietly shifted. He felt distant, unresponsive. I wasn't trying to run from God. I just wasn't anchored in him anymore. And when clarity about God faded, clarity about myself faded too. Healing didn't begin when I figured myself out. It began when I saw God clearly again, not as disappointed, but as faithful, not as withholding, but as trustworthy. And his character was restored in my heart. Identity followed. The enemy doesn't have to convince you that you're worthless. He only has to convince you that God isn't who he says he is. But when truth about God is restored, peace returns, security grows, identity stabilizes. This week, don't ask God to show you who you are. Ask him to show you who he is. He's all throughout scripture. Open the word, get to know him. See his character and let your faith be built on the solid rock that stands. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, when life feels out of focus, there is always one who brings clarity. We'll see you next time.